This edition of Ozarks begins with the present and possible future of homelessness in Fort Smith. In late January, communities across the country participated in the point-in-time count. During a 48-hour period, face-to-face surveys were taken with people living without the benefit of shelter. The counts are taken on the same day in many cities in an effort to minimize duplication. The Fort Smith results were released this week and showed a slight decrease in the number of people living without permanent shelter in the city for 2012. But Marshall Sharp, the president of the Old Fort Homeless Coalition, says very soggy weather may have affected this year's count.
This year, I think it was like 3.34 inches we got during a 48-hour period. And a lot of times when it's that wet and they're living in tents on the river, they just either pool their money and get a hotel room, or a long-lost relative they'll go stay with for that one night rather than go to the shelters that are available if there are empty places.
Marshall Sharp says during this year's count, there were many empty tents observed, indicating some people had indeed sought other shelter during the days mandated for the count by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He says city agencies do continue to show new clients arriving each month. The Old Fort Homeless Coalition is working to develop a campus to provide services for people without permanent shelter.
We spent 6 months surveying the agencies and the people and the services available, and came up with this campus idea and presented it to the board of directors, and they accepted it, and pretty much the Old Fort Coalition has taken the lead in trying to take care of all of these items that we presented to the board, in that you know, the idea was to have a one-place shopping where everybody could come to the same place, get all their needs taken care of, and not have duplication of services with three or four different agencies feeding the people at the same time each day. And we pretty much just had a feeding triangle. They'd go from one place they'd eat breakfast, the next place they'd go eat lunch, the next place they'd go eat supper, and the next day start all over.
The site the coalition would like to use for that campus is near what Marshall Sharp says is called South Camp, where many unsheltered clients of city agencies stay. The new campus would be called Riverview Hope Campus. This year's point-in-time count for Fort Smith indicates nearly one in five people with permanent homes in the city are victims of domestic abuse, and about 15% are military veterans. Marshall Sharp says there will be more beds in the city soon dedicated to helping homeless vets.
Next Step Day Room has a facility opening mid-April on the north side of town, North 9th and E Street. It's called the Buddy Smith House, and it will be a new 16-bedroom home. And 10 of those beds will be dedicated to veteran only. They have a contract with the VA to house at least 10 people there. Their other house for men that they have now, the Gabriel House, started out being like half veterans and half other homeless men, and pretty much they've filled it up with veterans. So when they transfer those veterans out of that Gabriel House into Buddy Smith House, that will open up a few beds for some of these other people that we can put in until we get this campus becomes a reality.
He says the Riverview Hope Campus project continues to progress. Yesterday, the coalition applied for its first community development money for the campus.
Maybe you should hear from that first grant today. We have an appraisal and an environmental study set up to be completed on the property by the 29th this month. Some of the grant money that we're going for has to be put in by like April 2nd, so we'll push in the line here to get all these grants in and get it lined up so that we can possibly purchase the property that we're looking at. We would hope to be doing something, of course, by the end of the year.
The concept is a threefold step-by-step system. The first level, a low-demand shelter, no questions asked. A person can come in for any reason. It's sparse, but safe and dry, and belongings can be locked up and secured. The next step, Marshall Sharp says, is a safe haven with more amenities.
So it'll be a three-step process, really, coming in. They do well in one, move up to the next, and that's what we liked about the campus type facilities that we have studied from all over the United States.
Marshall Sharp is the president of the Old Fort Homeless Coalition. This week, the coalition released the latest findings from the 2012 point-in-time count in Fort Smith. There's much more from the conversation recorded earlier today online at OzarksAtLarge.com.